Page 92. Read. Talking about language.
What is language? There are many possible answers to this question, but most people agree that language is a way to communicate ideas or feelings using signs, gestures, or marks. Since the dawn of time, humans have needed to communicate with each other. We often do this through complex systems, such as speech and writing, but not always. Signs and gestures came before speech, and we still use them to communicate today. Many gestures are understood and used by people of different cultures. These include beckoning with an arm or hand as a sign to come closer, nodding the head as a sign of acceptance, and a smile or hug as a sign of welcome. Gestures of anger or disapproval, such as shaking the head to show refusal, are also widely recognized. Languages around the world. Nobody knows exactly how many languages there are, but experts estimate that there are as many as 7,000. These languages are grouped into families. When languages have a common ancestor, they're part of the same language family. The Indo-European language family, for instance, includes Spanish, English, Hindi, and Russian. When a language is no longer used, such as Latin or ancient Greek, we say that it's dead. However, even after people have stopped speaking a language, they sometimes continue to create new words from its roots. The word astronaut is an example of this. There were no astronauts in ancient Greece, of course, but modern people have combined the ancient Greek word for star, astron, and sailor, naut, to form a brand new word, astronaut. Codes and sign language. All over the world, people who lack the ability to see use a type of code called Braille. Braille was invented in 1824 by a Frenchman named Louis Braille, who lost his sight when he was young. This system of writing allows people to read words through touch. Raised dots on a surface enable them to feel each letter. Today, entire books are printed in Braille. Another type of code, which is called Morse code, is used to communicate over long distances. When the telegraph was invented in 1832, a man named Samuel Morse created this code to send messages using electricity. This system consisted of short signals called dots and long signals called dashes. The code was tapped out in a series of electrical pulses and sent over telegraph wires. It was ingenious. The most famous example of Morse code is the distress signal used by sailors and pilots, SOS. In Morse code, it looks like this. Unlike Braille and Morse code, sign language is a true language. In fact, there are many different sign languages used around the world, each with its own grammar and vocabulary. Sign language is invaluable to people who can't hear. It allows them to communicate by making signs with their hands. What do we use language for? As you've seen, we use language for an important human need, to connect with each other. The message we communicate and the way we transmit it might be as simple as a smile to say, "I'm happy to see you," or as complex as a book on physics. It might even be a secret, like a message in code that's sent between allies. Each of these types of communication lets us tell another person what we know, how we think, or what we feel. Languages are fascinating. They evolve and change. They're born and they die, and we all use them.